Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between for tuning in to the final episode of the Jeopardy After Dark nonsense that we've been doing for the last several weeks.
Month.
This
it's
week.
In the month of May.
Right. The returning champion, Double H.
Hey, hey.
We've got Shannon Young, co-owner of Podzilla 1985.
It's gonna be May.
Lindsay
May's
Wolfgang.
Hi.
The man himself, Tanner Calvert.
This game is bullshit.
Who has probably a record negative. I don't think he has gone positive.
Hey, you can fuck off.
I think, Tanner, this week is the week you're coming back, buddy. I'm throwing in double Jeopardies. The categories are fun. It's going to be great.
Fuck, he went all in.
Tanner is clearly the Sean Connery of the show.
Going to be a lot of fun. And then this week, I get the pleasure of hosting the other co-owner of Podzilla 1985. I'm Jesse Kimble.
Hey.
Hater, hoater.
I vote to rename Hunter Turd Ferguson.
Why?
It's a funny name.
There it is.
Yeah, what do you want?
You buzzed in.
It's a larger than normal size hat. It's funny.
Okay. I found it backstage.
All right. Hey, did we want to talk about that motherfucker of the week that I talked about earlier first?
Well, Jesse, it's funny you mentioned that because I also have a motherfucker of the week I would like to mention. So you go ahead, and if you want me to do it first, I'll go, and then you go. Or
yeah,
you
go first so I can find this bitch's name real quick. I want to make sure I got it right.
All right, so my motherfucker of the week, and let me pull it up because I also need to get it right. I posted this on my Facebook today. So there is a couple in Colorado Springs, Colorado, Alexis Wyatt and Justin Motney. And they were engaged. They paid this company to do their wedding photos. They paid them $1,800. 3 months before the wedding, the girl, unfortunately, was in a car crash and passed away. He asked for the money back since they didn't render any services, and apparently the contract is a no-refund thing. But since she passed away, he was hoping that they would, you know, $1,800 is a lot of money, and especially when you didn't do anything. So the company is called Copper Stallion Media. And if it was just that, Jesse, that would be enough for me to really say fuck these people. But they went above and beyond the call of duty because not only did they originally refuse to give him his money back, they told him that they would extend the service to his next wedding.
Oh, which, my God.
Good God.
No, it gets worse. And I could not believe this part.
No, you didn't tell me beyond this one.
This is what they posted on their Facebook. Let me find it real quick. On May 23rd, the day the couple were to be married, the company posted a photo of the pair with the caption, "Today would have been the day where we would have filmed Justin and Alexis' wedding. After what Justin pulled with the media stunt to try and shake us down for refund, we hope you sob and cry all day for what would have been your wedding day."
What the fuck?
Not only that, but they also posted on their website that Justin admitted the contract was non-refundable, but says we should give the money back due to circumstance. Life's a bitch, Justin.
Jesus Christ.
That is what this professional company did.
Like, I can understand them having the non-refundable for, like, people being upset that they didn't get good pictures,
but his fiance passed away.
And they literally did nothing.
And the best part is, in a show of an attempt to get sympathy, they, and I'm going to read this straight from twofab.com. Where was it? In another awful twist, a Twitter user captured a since-deleted tweet by Copper Stallion Media, which appeared to suggest that Motney's smear campaign, because he went to the press after he was denied his refund and told them what happened, was responsible for the recent suicide of one of its employees, Allison Davis. Quote, "We are in contact with local authorities to see what can be done in terms of criminal charges. We are also reaching out to legal counsel to see what legal action we can take to obtain a judgment for damages. No company should have to go through this." However, they then found an older tweet from before this where the company announced the girl's death before any of this had happened.
And it was probably before, yeah.
Yeah, so now they're trying to use this girl's suicide after the fact to get sympathy because they are such assholes. So I think in the entire history of Motherfucker of the Week, this may be the most angry I've ever been at a motherfucker because it's relationship stuff. I mean, things are crazy all over. The economy's in shambles, but To treat somebody like this when his fiance fucking died in a car wreck and then to act like such an asshole and to say, life's a bitch and we hope you cry all day for what would have been your wedding. That is some motherfucking shit right there. So I hope
that's
everyone
fucked up.
that's I hope everyone listening, if you can find Copper Stallion Media and you can just go there and ruin their business somehow, I encourage you to do it, because this
I'm sure it's already been done.
Oh yeah, the internet's probably just hammered it. They're down to a 1-star rating everywhere.
Yeah. What a terrible, terrible thing. So Copper Stallion Media, I am happy to say that you may be my motherfucker of the year, but we're only in May. So, Jesse.
Ooh. All right, well, yeah, I got a really good candidate for of the year here. So this woman, Amy Cooper, is my motherfucker of the week. I don't know if you guys have seen the video. It's pretty bad.
I have, yes.
So young black man by the name of Christian Cooper was out bird watching in a park and noticed this woman with her dog off the leash. This particular park, very strict leash rules, which is why bird watchers flock to it, because the dogs aren't scaring away the birds.
Was it not Central Park? I could have sworn it was.
No, it's...
Maybe not.
No.
Yeah, it's called The Ramble. It's part of Central Park, yes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's a part of Central Park called The Ramble. Anyway, so yeah, they're in this park. Dog is running wild. And what he normally does for this kind of a situation, he has dog treats with him. And he feeds the dogs dog treats, and usually that gets the owner to leash them up because they don't like strangers giving their dogs food. For a lot of really good reasons. So, not that, you know, he was trying to poison the dog or anything, it's just his way of getting it, you know, peacefully getting it done.
Yeah.
So, she got really uppity about it, and started talking about, she's not gonna leash the dog, he's threatening her, etc., etc., gets in his face about it while he's recording her and posted, like, live streaming it to Facebook and telling him that she's going to call the police. She's going to tell them that a black man or an African, she used African American, that an African American man is threatening her in the park. And his response very calmly just, oh, go right ahead. Tell him whatever you'd like. So she calls and then gets really frantic on the phone. An African American man is threatening me in Ramble Park, please send the police immediately, etc., etc., etc. If the racism wasn't bad enough for you, this whole time she still hasn't leashed her dog. She is instead holding the dog in the air by its collar.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Not a harness, mind you, the collar. So yep. The dog is like frantically trying to get loose because she is actively choking it. And she finally slams the dog to the ground while it's yelping and puts the leash on it. And as soon as she secures the leash after she's hung up with 911, he stops recording. He posted it to Facebook. It went viral. She got fired from her job. There's conflicting reports. I think the last thing that I heard was that she voluntarily surrendered her dog that she had gotten a couple of years ago back to the shelter she had gotten it from.
That's what I heard too, yeah.
And yeah, and she's putting out a lot of stuff like, please stop, my life is ruined because of this. You know, I was having a bad day, blah, 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 blah. You never know what's going to happen if you're a woman alone in the park, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, and it's... you poor thing.
Right, like, it would be different if, like, you know, he was threatening and, like, you know, in her face and everything like that. He was extremely calm, he was recording. She was angry at him. She wasn't scared until she called the police and started acting really scared. She knew exactly what the fuck she was doing, and fuck her. She's my motherfucker of the week.
I feel worse for the dog.
Well, yeah. Well, no, I'm happy for the dog because he's away from that bitch.
Well, yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, like, Jesse, everything about that was fucked up.
Jesse, before we get started, can I attach an add-on to my motherfucker of the week?
Absolutely, buddy.
So, we have our good friend Maria here with us listening on the show, and she just sent me a link to, there is a mobile bar in the United Kingdom also called the Copper Stallion. And would you believe they put a post saying, we're the Copper Stallion in the United Kingdom, a mobile bar service in the UK, 190 miles southwest of London. We have been confused with a company in the USA, Copper Stallion Media, who refused a refund to the soon-to-be husband of a soon-to-be wife who tragically lost her life before the wedding and then went on to mock him publicly online and further threaten legal action against him. We are not scammers. We are trying to salvage some good in this awful turn of events. Thanking everybody. And I want to say this about the Copper Stallion in the United Kingdom. They have apparently started a Let me see what it is here. In the wake of what's happened, they have started a... Is it a GoFundMe? It's a crowdfunding page, and everything that goes to the crowdfunding page will go to a charity of Justin, who was the guy getting married, to a charity of his choice. So if you are out there looking for the Copper Stallion so you can punish them, as I wish you did, please keep in mind that the Copper Stallion in the United Kingdom is really good, and they are doing something really sweet for this tragedy. But the Copper Stallion in the United States... motherfuckers, tear him apart. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Okay. That was some John Oliver shit.
Yeah. That was that's some shit right there. Hunter, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm here.
It's been 10 minutes. I don't think I've heard you say anything.
I'm surprised. Go ahead, Hunter.
I was going to say, I'm living. I'm living the dream.
Spicy meatball. Exactly. All right.
I know Hunter gets real heated around, especially animal cruelty stuff, so.
It's better that I don't say anything.
And Tanner hates them British boys.
Wait a minute.
Okay. They ain't American.
All right, folks. Let's start this Jeopardy thing. I think the last way we've done it, or the last few times we've done it anyway, is just with the returning champion first. And then I'll just go down the list the way I see you guys in the Discord to start off.
I think
off
we need some happiness right now. So,
all right. So yeah, Double H, the board is yours, homie.
Wait, you haven't gone over what the board is yet.
Oh, right. Yeah, I should do that for the listeners. Yeah, yeah. My bad. Okay, I forget that not everybody can see this board. All right. So the categories that I have, and I should probably also explain them a little bit for you guys. That voice sounds familiar. What I'm going to do is name off three characters. You tell me who voiced them.
Okay.
Then I've got World of Warcraft,
Hunter's favorite.
And
yeah, that'll go well.
This one is going to be almost it's entirely lore based, so I didn't throw in any stuff about like weird stuff about mechanics or anything like that in the game. And it's from across World of Warcraft timeline, so a little bit of everything for everybody. Then I've got the Star Wars. All of this is okay. No, I guess I'm looking at one question. One question is not canon technically. But,
oh, Tanner, you should be good at that one, then.
All right. We got 90s Nickelodeon. So this is just... Woo-hoo! Yeah, anything from 90s Nick is fair game on that one.
Shannon's out.
And then the category that I am most worried about for my contestants, computers.
I've got Shannon's one here.
I got one, don't worry.
I'm hoping that this goes all right. I think this is going to be fine. It's going to be great. Hunter, the board is yours.
Jesse, real quick, when it comes to computers, am I allowed to ask you to answer the question? Because that's generally what I do in real life.
This is the one time where that is not allowed.
I'll take that as a no. Give me that 100 for Star Wars there, Jeebus.
My question, real quick, can Parker answer the computer questions for Hunter?
Absolutely.
No, he went to bed long ago. He's gone. He's out.
All right. So, Star Wars. For 100, the name of Jabba's little laughing jester.
Son of a bitch.
Maybe I should be going, who is Salacious B. Crumb?
That is correct. Yeah, that's one of those questions. I know, listeners, you're probably thinking, like, really, that's the 100? You've got to understand, in this group, because of Shannon Young.
It's so well known.
Every single person in our group
knows
exactly who that dude is.
Did I just hear the toy in the background?
You did.
Yes.
I have a toy of him. That's how fucking obsessed with Salacious Crumb I am. And the funny part is, before the show, when we were in the chat getting ready for this, we were talking about him.
You mentioned that better be a question. And I was like, oh, but it is.
Sweet baby.
It would be the very first one. All right. So on to goes the Shannon, the board is yours.
Well, Jesse, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to say World of Warcraft for 100.
All right. The two primary playable factions constantly at war.
Jesse, who are the Horde and the Alliance?
That is correct.
There's a reason he named them in that order, too.
That's correct.
Because the Horde sucks.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Shannon's like the only person I know who likes the Alliance.
Yeah, we play Alliance.
That is also not true. I play Alliance.
And then,
well, it's still a good group.
I hate to tell you, but you're going to be the you and World of Warcraft are like Cody and Ghostbusters. As far as I'm concerned, you've never played it.
You know, that's fair. I've got less than 5 hours in the game, so yeah, sure.
Here's my problem with the Horde, and I'm going to be straight up honest with you. Before they released the Blood Elves, I found it incredibly difficult to masturbate to any of the females from the group. because you've got trolls.
Hey, let's be fair. The trolls, you just weren't trying hard enough. The trolls look surprisingly good.
I am so uncomfortable now.
Too toothy for me. Well, have you seen the blood elves?
Oh, the blood elves are very attractive.
Jokes aside, they literally put the blood elves in the game. Like, I know historically or like lore-wise it makes sense, but the blood elves were pretty much put in the game so more people would play Horde because there's a lot of people that don't want to play ugly races.
And now everybody plays Horde.
And now everybody's Horde because if you can either be the badasses or you can be the prettiest race in the game. So, yeah.
I think those are both Horde. All right, we're going to move on, though.
That's what I was saying.
Lindsay.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Let's do 90s Nickelodeon for 100.
90s Nickelodeon for 100. He loves orange soda.
Who is Kel?
That is correct.
I have to say Kel Mitchell.
Technically Kel Kimball, but yes, you still got it.
Well, I didn't watch Kenan and Kel, but I know his catchphrase.
Quick follow-up question. Is it true?
It's true.
Also, was his name on the show Kel Kimball?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Okay, because that's not his real name. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, his real name is is Kel Mitchell.
Yes, on the show. I want to make sure I wasn't crazy. Okay.
No, you're good. I'm
afraid we won't have this question answered tonight, though. Who put the screw in the tuna?
I
what the put hell the are screw you talking about?
I don't.
In the tuna!
All right.
I assumed the answer was a Gabriel Iglesias.
T. Bear. Homie.
I'm gonna go 90s Nick for 200.
90s Nick for 200. He's a football-headed boy that lives with his grandparents in a boarding home.
Arnold.
I know this one.
That is correct.
Hey, I got another right one.
Boy,
Tanner, this is a first.
No, it's not.
Tanner is in the lead.
That's a
Tanner,
first.
This is a first.
All right, and nobody's missed a question yet either. I fear I've made these too easy. Double H.
No,
back to you.
You're fine. You're fine.
Oh, is it back? Oh, it is back to me. All right, give me that the Star Wars for 200.
Star Wars for 200, the name of Boba Fett's ship.
What is Slave One?
That is correct.
Always a worrisome name for a ship.
I mean, when you're a bounty hunter.
Yeah, that's true. That used to be a slave.
Tanner, you got the question right. Stop typing.
I'm not typing anything.
Well, that's creepy then.
Discord disagrees.
All right.
Oh, apparently
Mr.
I did touch
100, it. Oh, sorry. The Phoenix, it's back to you.
Oh, thank Mr. you. White Phoenix, by the way.
100 Phoenixes.
Oh, we don't want to put that in there. That sounds Phoenix. Real racist.
Yeah.
What if I said that's
a new title
white
in
Phoenix.
The KKK right there.
That's a
white
step
Phoenix
above Grand Wizard.
Slave One. I'm glad everyone talked over that joke.
Yep.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Mine, not Tanner's. I think Tanner mentioned the Grand Wizard.
White Phoenix is a step above Grand Wizard.
Is it?
Yes.
Was it?
Be Jesse? Glad that we did that and now double back to it. This is going to be good.
Yep.
Jesse, wasn't like your grandfather a grand wizard?
Oh.
He was. Oh, my God.
Grandpa Kimball was a little racist, y'all.
A little.
Let me, Jesse, let me get computers for 100. Let's see what this is about.
All right. This one is the one that I'm confident you guys are good on. It is commonly abbreviated WWW.
Was the World Wide Web.
That is correct.
We also would have accepted the internet. No,
we would not have. Lindsay.
I'm going to go with that voice sounds familiar for 200.
For 200, the voice of Brain, Morbo, and Dizzy Devil.
Who is Maurice LaMarche?
Correct.
I feel like this is tailored to Lindsay.
I have a small obsession with voice actors.
Was he not also Egon in the real Ghostbusters?
Yes, he was Egon.
He's been so many things. Like, I could have made that list like 3 pages long. It's insane how much Maurice LaMarche has done. All right. T-Bear, let's see if we can go 8 questions correct in a row.
Star Wars for 300.
What for 300?
Star Wars.
The planet that Darth Vader calls home.
Mustafar.
That is correct. And yeah, we're 8 for 8.
That's a good question.
Too.
There you go. All right, hold on 1 second. I need to... I think I can. Yeah, I'm good.
Well, while you got a second on that, I want to ask a legitimate question because I forget. Was Mustafar the planet that Vader was on in Rogue One when Krennic went to visit him?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to make sure. Yep.
That's also the planet that Kylo Ren got the Wayfinder.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I forgot about
that. Yeah, it was like one of those things you just kind of see it. Also the planet they're on in Revenge of the Sith, which I'm sure you...
That's where he loses everything.
Yep.
That's where Obi-Wan had the high ground.
Yep. He did have the high ground. okay. Back to the top of the board. Currently, Tanner in the lead with 500. Hunter and Lindsay each tied with 3, and Shannon with 2.
Is this because Tanner wasn't on that show?
What?
What show?
Never mind.
All right. Yeah, no, like I said, I fear that I made these. Hopefully the 4 and 500 questions start making up for how easy this has been. Double H, back to you.
All right, let's go for broke. Give me Star Wars for 500.
There you go.
This is the name of Darth Maul's brother.
Oh! Oh! Crap. Oh! Tanner, stay away.
I know this.
Oh, God, I forgot. This is
awesome. It's, it starts with an S.
5 seconds.
Who is Savage? Is it Savage? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yep, you got it.
Do you need the last name? Because I'm trying to remember it.
No, I don't need the last name.
Oh, Savage. Come on.
All right, good.
It's Oppress.
Savage Oppress. It is Oppress.
Oh, yeah, also, it's Savage Oppress.
Savage Oppress.
Yes, yeah, Savage Oppress. But I was not going to take it if you said Savage.
Oh, Savage.
Well,
I knew it wasn't that, but I knew it was spelled like it.
Yeah,
for the record, I did not know that, and I was going to say Savage.
Oh, yeah, and I would have said no.
He would have been, who is Derek Savage Oppress?
God damn it.
All right.
Who's Darth Maul's brother? Cool Cat.
Hunter, the name on the contract says Savage. It says Derek Savage.
You dirty dog.
All right, Hunter takes a huge lead here.
Wait, what was that? What's...
Yeah, Hunter took the 500.
That was 500.
Dick. Oh.
All right.
Oh, wow. That was the 500. Okay. Now who's next?
Shannon.
I feel like I'm confident in this, but I'm also not super confident. So let me do World of Warcraft for 300.
World of Warcraft for 300. The Alliance representative for the Pandaren.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't fucking care about pandas. Mogu.
It is not.
I hate the Pandaren race.
Do we have?
If I could be racist against anyone in the entire world, it would be Pandaren.
Oh. Do we have anybody wants to steal?
No.
No. I don't know any.
No,
other
we
names.
Do not.
I just know that the Lore Keeper is voiced by Jim Cummings.
That is true. Lore Walker Cho. Shannon, would it help if I said she is a she, and she's also the person that does the allied race recruitment?
It would not.
It's Asa Cloudsinger.
So I can tell you where to find her.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that either. Again, pandas, as far as I'm concerned, is a dirt race.
Oh, I love the pandas, man. I love like the Mist of Pandaria Pandaria area. Like it's just
well, no,
cool.
I like the Pandaria area. Yeah, no doubt. But like they're just like, I mean, come on, man. World of Warcraft, then it's Kung Fu Panda everywhere, and it's just depressing.
Yeah, well, they had a resurgence in stuff because they're the representatives for the allied races for some
reason.
Yeah,
they're a dirty race. They pop out kids like it's nothing.
I like the pandas. Anyway,
I mean, they're on
our first incorrect tonight. Lindsay, your go.
Sorry, I was getting a fresh pen to mark off my list with. Hang on.
No, you're good.
I've got more of the racist things to say about the Pandarens.
How about we not say more racist things about the Pandarens?
I call them apple pickers.
Why?
Because it sounds racist. I don't know.
Shannon, okay. While Lindsay's doing that, can you read off the minutes from last week's
show? Yeah, I got you. 801. 802.
Ah, Jefferson, you get out of here.
Are we done with the bit?
No. Yes.
Yeah, we're done with it.
Okay, I'm going to go with that voice sounds familiar for 400.
For 400, the English voice of Momo, Yaya Rozo, Urza Scarlet, and Riza Hawkeye.
Oh, crap.
Mandy is screaming
this
somewhere.
This is one that I should know, but my brain is blanking. It's.
I'm gonna go for the lowest score possible, so I'm gonna answer this if she gets it.
No, wrong. Shut up! I'm trying to think. Because I freaking know this. I know it's not gonna come to my head at all. It's just not.
All right. Would anybody care to steal? Shannon Young.
Yeah, I said I'm gonna get everything wrong. I'm gonna name the one female voice actress I know. Who's Jennifer Hale?
Also incorrect.
No. Damn it.
You literally met another one.
Right. Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another female voice
Last
actor. We
year.
Had her on the show.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't count. I know she wasn't in Full Metal.
That's true. Oh, man. Mandy is really upset. Anybody else going to guess before I give out the answer?
No.
Right. I know Mandy is spazzing.
Who is Colleen Klinkenbeard?
Damn it. I was thinking K, not C, and that was why.
She does have a few K's in there.
Because I know she
Who
was
is
also...
Brian Button?
She also did stuff with Host Club, and that's what I know her from better.
She has a really cool-ass name, like Colleen Klinkenbeard.
I disagree.
I like alliterative names. All right,
this is the hill on which he wants to die.
I'm gonna say this really quick. This is a real person's name.
Yes,
but it's the coolest name I've ever heard. In person, this is a girl I went to college with. We had journalism together. She later became a legitimate model. She's really cool and gorgeous. Her name was Alexandria Shadowins. The most badass name I've ever heard.
That's
in
pretty cool. I always have the trump card for the probably the worst name ever. Of somebody that I have personally met, a wonderful man by the name of Oral Friend.
God damn it! Yes.
Shout out to Oral. This is a real person. This is his legal given name.
The first time I saw Oral Friend pop up on my Facebook, I thought that's fake. That's a fake name. Right?
I think I might
dude
have
is
one
cool
to top
as hell.
That.
He sings in a funk band. Like he's just a cool dude,
and he's popular with the
every
ladies.
Bit of that tracks.
I think I have one name that kind of breaks even with that, and I found it in a cemetery. It was on the headstone. Her name was literally Hattie Crapper.
That's pretty funny. I don't think it beats Oral Friend.
No,
it's pretty
even. Like, what's your last name, Crapper? Star Wars for three.
Star Wars for three has already been asked.
All that's left
you
is
want
I believe
four. Then,
you were
Tanner.
The one that asked for that one, Tanner.
I thought I took two.
Yeah, you want four?
I want four then.
Four is what's left.
All right. Star Wars for four. This was the year the Star Wars Christmas special aired.
Oh my god.
This is the one that I said maybe not canon, because it's not canon.
1983.
That is incorrect. Double H.
Yeah.
I know this. What is 1978?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a little before my
Mark
time.
Right after the first one.
Mark Hamill was real, real made up.
Right after the first one.
Yeah. All right. I believe, back to Double H. What you got, man?
Okay. So Star Wars is gone, right?
Yep. Star Wars is gone.
What's left in the Nickelodeons?
Nickelodeon, we have only gotten 100 and 200 called, so we still got 3, 4, and 5.
Okay, let me have Nickelodeon for three, please.
Nickelodeon for three. It was the Saturday night 2-hour block on Nickelodeon.
What is SNICK?
That is correct.
Lindsay was so ready.
I love SNICK.
I also love SNICK.
I also loved SNICK.
Hunter,
I also
just,
grew up on SNICK.
You stole the light from
I liked
eyes.
Roundhouse, and nobody seems to remember it.
Roundhouse?
Roundhouse.
Oh.
Was that in Browntown?
I remember Browntown.
No, it's not Browntown. Sorry.
Say it like
four.
This. Browntown.
Why is anything brown?
She actually said it like this. I think that's the first time anyone's ever done that part of the bit.
She almost spit water in my face again. Tanner.
Damn, I would have got two spit takes in this show.
Fart.
She's trying to control herself in front of company.
Fart.
Flatulence.
Why does Tanner say it like he's calling for help in the Rockies?
It sounds like he's calling his dog out in the woods. Why would you name your dog that? That's a terrible name.
Fart.
It's like right. Old Yeller.
We got to move past the fart joke. For now, at least. It can come back later.
It's the only one Shannon likes. It's the only fart bit he likes.
More like Old Smeller.
Oh, he made another one.
Yeah, Shannon, pick a category.
You're not the host.
You don't tell me what to do.
Yes, but I would like to be able to breathe for a second and not lose laugh.
All right, Jesse, give me swords for 500.
All right, S-words for 500.
No, let me get... What do we got in Warcraft? This is the only one I feel decent at. Let me get 200. Let me get back on the board.
All right, Warcraft for 200. This is the planet on which World of Warcraft is primarily set.
What is Azeroth?
Correct. All right.
Yeah.
Lindsay, your go.
Let's do Nickelodeon for 400.
Nickelodeon for 400. It was a show about a puppet that moved to New York City to live with his extended family.
What is My Cousin Skeeter?
You got it.
Oh,
that was an awful show.
That was a
it
great
was terrible.
Show.
My little brother liked it.
That show had
it.
Megan
it Good.
That was on in the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the tail end of it.
98 to 2001.
I had to have been.
Yeah, I have no idea what any of you were talking about right now. That show gave us Megan Good, so it is a great show.
Who?
What? I call it Megan Real Good.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Stand by. Megan Good. She was in Friday, sort of.
Sort of.
Briefly. As what? A child.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't count.
I don't know anything Megan Good's been in. She was in that.
Okay, then that's my point. No.
I do know one. She was in. Did you ever see the movie? It was right after Dark Knight came out, and everybody was on. What is his name? David Goyer, I think. The guy that wrote it, I think. David Goyer. Jesse, David S.
David
Goyer?
S. Goyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'm not sure. I'll be honest.
So he came out with a horror movie real close after that. I forget the name of it, but it was basically a Dybbuk monster.
Dybbuk.
And it starred Gary Oldman and Odette Useman and Megan Good. And I went to go see this thing thinking, okay, well, this guy just wrote Dark Knight, and that was awesome. It's got these great actors in it, and it is the worst horror film I think I've ever seen in my life.
My point still stands. Nobody knows who Megan Good is.
That is also a lie.
I like her. I think she's in Drumline,
also,
isn't
y'all,
she?
She is in Drumline.
Y'all talking about My Cousin. If the rest of the answer isn't Vinny, then it's irrelevant.
It was actually called Cousin Skeeter.
Just Cousin Skeeter. I didn't hear Lindsay say my.
I don't know. It's whatever. It's a puppet.
The two
he
what,
was obnoxious.
Shannon?
He looked like he belonged in Puzzle Place.
Dybbuk.
The what?
Dybbuk.
All right. T-Bear.
Box.
Let's see what you got, homie.
Okay.
That's a classic joke.
What is left in Nickelodeon?
I should have put that
in 90s Nickelodeon, I believe we just have the 500.
Hit me with that 500.
The host of the summer afternoon block that randomly determined shows aired.
Oh, was it Stick?
You're getting there.
No, you gotta make. It's gotta be more than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you gotta finish it.
Oh crap.
Hunter's chopping at the bit.
Yeah. Oh my
yes,
god,
I
can see him in my head.
You got 10 seconds, Tanner.
Crap. Oh god.
Time. Nobody gonna buzz
stick,
in on that?
Stick something.
All oh, right. I didn't know time ran out.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't know time ran out.
Yeah,
I said
same.
Time.
Ah.
Didn't I?
We didn't hear it.
No,
you
didn't.
Didn't hear
it.
Oh. I yelled it too. My bad.
It's fine.
All right.
Also, the it's me, not Shannon.
Okay.
Yeah,
Lindsay.
I think they realized that.
Who is Stick Stickly?
That is
stick
correct.
Stickly.
I mailed in popsicle sticks to them.
So did I.
Yeah, you and Stick Stickly got spun around on a board to select what show was going to air next.
I did.
You get so
he
loud and
he was the best
excited.
Part of the afternoon block.
He was.
See,
yeah,
this
I
is
didn't
you.
Care about the shows.
This is you here. You see this giant spike?
Yeah,
and then this
I know.
Is me, which I'm way more level.
I destroyed people's eardrums. I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry you guys couldn't hear me call time. Like, I was sure that I yelled time. And
no, we just
no,
heard
all of a sudden
going,
I just heard. And then I heard Jesse go. Anybody gonna buzz in? Or?
Wait, because like
we heard the,
I said time,
we heard the
like tumbleweed. I had, you know, I saw the people like you know down at the bottom were typing. I said time, and then nobody was typing anymore. I was like, "What? Did everybody suddenly lose confidence? Or is this just pressuring Tanner?"
Oh no,
I am pissed now.
I knowed it.
Yeah, sorry, Tanner. I couldn't let you have
seemed
it on just
it.
Stick.
Oh fuck!
All right,
there's been so many other times. Who did I let have on? I let you have it on Aveline.
I mean,
that's because none of us knew anybody the
knows that name.
You can't just say Stick.
That's his name, Stick.
Yeah, but it's.
No, I'm sorry. Stick is that dude who trained Daredevil.
There you go.
That's true.
Yeah, Stick Stickly is like, I don't know how you say Stick Stickly without Stickly. Like,
I just knew him as Stick. Like, I was Stickly. I was that young at the time.
Well, apparently you weren't friends enough with him.
Right. Send him some popsicle sticks.
Double H, it's back to you, homie.
This game is.
You don't call Salacious B. Crumb just Salacious. You don't go, hey, Salacious.
We're out of Star Wars and Nickelodeon, right?
Correct. Yes.
Fuck this.
Still two World of Warcrafts left, buddy.
What's left in the voice one?
In the voice one, we only have the 2 and 4 taken, I believe.
Yeah, 1, 3, and 5.
Oh, really?
Left.
Yep. I thought you did the 1.
No, Lindsay jumped immediately to 2. She was confident.
Okay, well then give me the 1, please.
The voice of Dr. Zoidberg, Stimpy, and Doug Funny.
Oh, crap. Hang on. Zoidberg is one that's got me hung up. Oh, it's, who is Billy West?
Correct.
Because he's also,
Fry.
I'm thinking of something else.
Oh, yeah, he was Fry and Farnsworth.
He was also Slimer.
He's been so many things.
I think that's what I'm thinking of.
But he's Buster Bunny.
Maybe that. I don't know. I just, the Zoidberg was the one that had me hung up, and I didn't hear the rest of them.
he's prolific.
All right.
It's true.
Hunter got that one. Shannon, it's on to you.
Let me get, you know, I know World of Warcraft is my best shot here, but I kind of want to dip more into computers, but I also want to make everyone else suffer. Give me World of Warcraft for 400.
World of Warcraft for 400. The name of the Lich King after the demise of Arthas Menethil.
God, I know this, and it's the dude that looks like he's on fire. What the hell was his name? It starts with a B, right?
I can't give you that hint.
Starts with a B.
Shannon made me watch the video, and I don't remember
God.
His name.
Yeah, oh, this is killing me.
10 seconds.
Yeah, I want to say Boromir, and I know that's wrong. I'm going to give up on
that,
it.
That is incorrect. Rebound.
That's Lord of the Rings.
Anybody.
That is Lord of the Rings.
No.
No.
All right. I really figured Shannon was going to clean the hell up on this the World of Warcraft section. All right. The answer is Bolvar Ford Dragon.
Bolvar. God damn it.
Yeah, you had the B. You knew. You saw him. You knew who he was.
I knew exactly who it was, and I could not think of that name. I hate myself. I'm going to go home.
You are home.
That was fast.
All right.
So what happens when you don't play World of Warcraft for 2 months?
You just start, yes. Everything just goes away. Lindsay, it is your turn.
We'll do voice for 500.
Voice for 500. The English voice of Alphonse Elric, Dende, and Crona. Also, this is...
I don't know his name. I'm just going to give up because I don't know his name.
Damn.
All right. Would anybody else like to take a crack?
Plus, Alphonse technically has had 2 voice actors.
That is correct. But one of the voice actors did not voice Dende or Crona.
I haven't watched Dragon Ball since high school, so yeah.
And then Crona's from Soul Eater.
Yes, I know who Crona is. Haley cosplays as him.
Okay.
I think it's Jennifer Hale.
Would anybody like
to... But yeah, I'm just passing because I don't know.
Okay, would anybody like to buzz in on this one?
I would not.
All right.
Yeah, we'll pass.
The correct answer was Maxie Whitehead.
I don't know who that is.
She's in a
you
bunch
just said
of stuff.
Maxie Whitehead.
So she was the second voice of Alphonse because the first one was a guy.
Yeah, the first one.
Alphonse Elric is a dude.
So she's in she voices Brotherhood's version.
Yes, because the Alphonse
because he matured too much.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because they got a little kid for the 03 version, and then Maxie Whitehead took it for the Brotherhood version, and she's another one of those Funimation actresses that are everywhere.
Yeah, it's just not in the grouping that I know, unfortunately.
That's really weird, because generally women don't voice men in cartoons.
They voice boys.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
Because they also voice men.
I was going to say, literally Bart Simpson.
All right. I believe that is T-Bear.
Let's do voices for 3.
Voices for 3, the English voice.
Why you sound so upset, Tanner?
Yeah, you can just hear the excitement that's left his voice at this point.
The English voice of Yamcha, Mr. Braun, and Elfman Strauss.
Who is Christopher Sabat?
That is correct.
Who was Elfman? What was his name?
Elfman Strauss from Fairy Tale.
And the only reason I knew that is because of Yamcha. I'm glad you went with like this.
I know his name, but
one. I wanted to go with his most obscure one because everybody knows. Like, if I went with Piccolo, or everybody Vegeta. Knows who Piccolo
then, yeah,
is.
Yeah, I would have known it.
He also voices Vegeta.
I'm just glad somebody knew it.
Hunter, are you like me? And then when they throw things around, like if I would have said Piccolo, everyone would know that, and you think I wouldn't.
But I'm a one who would not know. Yes. Yeah, he answered that immediately, and I was like, oh, okay.
Of course, Christopher Sabat. Yeah.
Chris Sabat is one of my favorite voice actors. I love that dude.
He is truly amazing. He really is.
He's so good.
If it's not.
I'm still over here going, like, the Yamcha?
Really and truly, he's the Vegeta. He just didn't want to make it that easy for me.
All right, Hunter, down to you, homie.
Okay, so Star Wars Nick and voices are all gone, right?
Correct.
You got comp 200 and bigger and 500 and wow.
Do the wow.
Oh, well, then give me 200 for computers, please, Alex.
All right, computers for 200. It's the program that outputs a single line, often the first that a student ever writes.
Wait, what? Say that again?
It's a program that outputs a single line, often the first that a student ever writes.
See, I feel like I know this. But I don't.
You got 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's a... what is a C program?
That is incorrect. Would anybody else like to take a stab
at
it?
That's the only thing I know with that.
Hunter's
I feel,
down here
I feel like once you guys hear the title, it'll be like, oh, yeah, I have heard of that before.
Shannon buzzed in.
Oh, did he?
Or somebody buzzed in.
No.
Yeah. Oh.
It was Shannon. What Don't is, fool yourself.
What is a computer?
Also incorrect. Surprisingly enough. Would anybody else like to take a stab at it? Tanner.
No.
Word. Microsoft Word.
Also incorrect.
Fuck, I'm just throwing shit out there.
No.
All right. Lindsay, would you like to go ahead and close out the circle?
Hell no.
Lindsay's going to win today, guys.
The program is called Hello World.
The fuck
I
is that?
I've never heard of that.
It's a very simple
never
program.
Okay.
It's every first program that anybody writes in any language is
no, it's not.
Basically just an output that just says Hello World. Like, it outputs that to the screen.
I didn't.
I was all I could think of was like C++ and that, and I'm like, that's a program. We'll go with that.
Sure. And the program and that looks Oregon like Trail. C out, forward arrow, quotes, hello world. All right,
I don't like this game.
Okay, Shannon, your turn.
That's what that is,
Shannon.
Since I'm gonna fail no matter what, let's just finish out World of Warcraft for 500. Since I'm the only one that's picked this category,
that's because you picked the easy ones at the beginning already when I should have.
All right, Shannon.
Yeah.
He sounds defeated now.
This was all right, this one was also a double Jeopardy, but I've forgotten the last two, so I'm just going to stop with the double Jeopardy stuff. They currently lead the Horde.
Do I have to name all of them?
No.
The Trolls.
No.
Does that count? Wait, are you looking for a name?
They have a name.
Oh.
I haven't been paying enough attention.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, 10 seconds,
I know
Shannon.
Sylvanas went crazy and did things, and I actually don't know who leads the Horde now. I wanted to say it was the Zanzalari Trolls or something like that, but I know I'm also very drunk right now.
You are not.
All right.
I had a lot to
that do. Is incorrect. Would anybody like to take a stab at it?
No.
No.
All right.
No.
Funny enough, Shannon, the Zandalari Trolls are the only people that are not part of the Horde Council.
Mm-hmm.
They currently lead the Horde. They decided to not go with a war chief because, you know, the last few hadn't been so great.
Well, I mean,
because Sylvanas went batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And then you had
did.
Was it Hellscream before that?
Yeah.
And
then it was.
Remember,
Look, the evil economy is in shambles.
Why couldn't you have asked the Alliance, Anduin?
Yeah, Anduin's
right?
Still alive and he's still
Anduin,
the leader.
Jaina.
Why did you say that like Tanner says fart?
Anduin.
Because Anduin would have been way too easy for a 500 question, honestly, is the reason I didn't do it.
Clearly it wasn't, because did you see how I performed in that category?
You did great in the 1 in 200. And yeah. I really thought you had the 400. You were so close.
Bolvar
Ford Dragon.
Bolvar. All right.
Okay. Lindsay.
All right, let's start this funeral. Computers for 300.
Well, Lindsay, before you answer that question, Hunter, you want to tell who the sponsor is for the funeral tonight?
Let's talk about our sponsor, NordVPN, for tonight's funeral. Only useful if you're a pirate.
You're right. So, Computers for 300, it is an alternate to the QWERTY keyboard layout that was abandoned because it caused issues on typewriters.
Oh. It's just a keyboard and I type on it. I don't know what it's called. So, pass. Take away my points.
All right. Anybody want to take a stab at that one?
Nope.
I feel like I know it, so I'm going to stay out of it.
All right. The correct answer was the Dvorak layout.
Okay.
Isn't that the guy that Rocky fought?
The keyboard layout is every key, like common key sequences are closer to each other. So you actually can type significantly quicker if you learn the layout. The problem was because the keys that were commonly used together were next to each other, it was jamming up typewriters. So they had to switch to the QWERTY layout.
Shannon, I think technically you were also right, because then when you use that and you get frustrated, you look at it and you go, I must break you.
Yes. I miss my typewriter so much. I had a typewriter growing up. It was the first thing, like when I started as a writer, when I was a kid and I wanted to write, my parents got me a typewriter, and I love that thing so much. There's nothing like, you know, mechanical keys are cool, but there's nothing like actually typing on a typewriter.
No, you're right.
And they make.
Your fingers slip in between them and they rip the heck out of them.
That's true, but they make a Jesse, you probably know this better than anybody, they make a typewriter keyboard,
which is so cool
not just
looking.
The keyboard, you can get the keycaps and put them on your existing mechanical keyboard.
That's neat. I always wanted to get that typewriter.
Yeah, they are called, for anybody interested, the Datamancer keycaps.
Very expensive though, if I remember
The keyboard itself is, yes, but the aftermarket keycaps that have come out, not bad. Like, you can get them for 60 to 70 bucks
a letter. Neat.
So, well, a bunch of letters. And they're metal. So that's cool.
What do you call a group of Karens?
Complaint.
That's true. You got it. 500 points.
All right. Tanner, would you like to get the next computer question wrong?
Yes, please.
All right. The permanent, unique code.
Yes, I have some.
Given to every network-capable device. I assume you went with 400. That's the 400 question.
Okay, read that again. Sorry, it broke up on my end.
The permanent unique code given to every network-capable device.
An IP address?
That is incorrect. Would anybody like to take a stab at it?
Nope,
I really
want to
take
guess.
A stab at this, but I'm not confident.
I was
going
to say, yeah, that was too close to my guess to think that I'm right. So,
all right.
So, no.
The
Fuck
correct answer was the MAC address, the MAC
God!
Address.
Damn it, that's what I was going to say. I was actually going to type it into the thing when you were going to make the answer so I could prove that I knew it. I wanted to say MAC address. I got to start trusting in my soul.
You do.
It's true.
But you've never done that.
It's true. All right. Hunter.
Hey, Jesse, real quick before this last question, what's the score like right now?
Oh, you're winning by a lot.
Yep.
So even if I lose this, if I miss this, I'm still winning?
Yes.
Okay, that makes me feel good.
Because Lindsay is at a dead zero. Shannon Woo-hoo! Is deep negative, and Tanner is less deep negative.
How deep is deep?
Let's see.
Because if I'm not too deep, I'm going to be disappointed in myself.
You were negative 1,400.
I'm just trying to take...
I expected better.
Okay.
I'm trying to take the pressure off me. So, yes, hit me with that 500. Just mess me up, man.
This... I was also originally going to make this a Double Jeopardy and decided not to before I just completely nixed the Double Jeopardies, because this would have just outright destroyed whoever's
Thank
points
you.
Got it on.
It's me. Well, of course I know him. He's me.
All right. The very first disk operating system was designed for this computer.
Oh. Mm. Like a specific computer or a type of computer?
It's a specific computer. There are only 14 of them made.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even going to try to guess. I don't know.
Would anybody like to take a stab at this one? Shannon, was that a buzz-in or are you just saying fort?
That's a buzz-in.
All right, Shannon, what you got?
What is a computer?
Could you be more specific?
What is an Apple computer?
Oh, that is incorrect.
I don't know.
Jesse, assuming nobody's going to guess at this, is it something related to IBM?
It is.
Okay. I was going to say IBM something, but I don't know anything beyond that.
Is there a specific IBM, or is it just IBM?
It is a specific IBM.
Big-ass computer.
Yes, and Lindsay, you are correct. It is a 9-ton. No, yeah, it's a 9-ton IBM computer. The IBM 704 ran the very first disk operating system called for the company that commissioned it, General Motors North American Aviation Input Output.
Yeah,
that's too long.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't.
Yeah, the IBM 704 was the only part that I needed. The other parts just fun trivia.
The fact that you said that it only 14 of them were made, I figured these are probably the computers that like take up an entire room.
They were, in fact.
Only and if the a moth gets in, the whole thing's ruined.
Then they were the first computers capable of handling truly advanced mathematical calculations.
Yeah, but nowadays, I'm pretty sure this glass of water is like stronger.
Probably. because the government's putting all those chips in their water supply so they could track
us. Are you trying to... So this is cute and pathetic. Lindsay's trying to get Kitty to do the Parker thing. She's putting the cat close to the mic.
That's because she
doesn't
keeps
play along.
Clawing at me the entire time we're recording.
All right, so our final scores.
Bye, Kitty.
Well, let me get these added up here.
I'm pretty sure I can tell you, Hunter with 1,000... Well, you never said actually how much he had, but I know Lindsay is at zero. Tanner is in the hole, and I am buried so deep, I'm finding Christmas presents.
All right. Yep. I was correct. Lindsay is at exactly zero. Tanner is at negative 700. Hunter walks away once again with the prize at 900 points. So even if that had been the double Jeopardy, would not have gotten him.
Oh, wow.
Asa, if you're listening, I found Jimmy Hoffa.
I would like to thank all of the 100 level questions and all of the 200 level questions.
I mean, in complete fairness, Hunter, you only got you got two 100 levels. You got one 200, and then you got a 200 wrong.
Yeah,
and then you got a 5-4 and a 3.
I jumped on that 5. I knew after I started out early, I'm like, okay, normally I go for the low ones, but Star Wars is like my only really strong category here. So let's get that 5 now before it goes away.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yes.
And I am glad you got the pronunciation right. That was actually going to be one of my double Jeopardies too. And I am glad you got the pronunciation right, because I decided earlier in the day, I was like, it's spelled Savage. Like the dude's name is Savage Opress. Because
it's one of those things I only really know because you guys know I don't watch a lot of the
Clone Wars
literally
stuff.
Any of the that stuff, but the Battlefront forum is constantly crying for like new characters in the game. Of course, now they're done, they're not adding anything else, but aww, he's one of them they've just been adding over and over. Well, yeah, it's been 2 years, man, they can't keep supporting. They're gonna do another game.
Yeah,
they put BB-8 in there
and the evil one
BB-8.
Yeah. They put him in there too. But I mean, I think that was just because you put Savage in there, it's just going to be Darth Maul basically. So
yeah.
But yellow, well, isn't he?
Yeah,
yellow?
He is yellow, and in fairness, like in the show, the fighting style is really different. It would be more like if you gave Chewie a lightsaber. Well,
yeah,
cuz
he's a lot bigger than Maul.
Well, the last thing in the world we need is a Wookiee with a lightsaber in that game. The Wookiees are already problematic enough.
Yeah, Savage is like twice the size of Darth Maul and almost as fast. Oh.
Jesse.
Yes, Shane.
I have a question. I have a question for you. What's the difference between your mother and a mallard with a cold?
One's a sick duck.
And you can't remember how the other part ends, but my mother's a go. Whore.
Yeah. No. Like I'm glad that most of those went really well. Like the 400 and 500s were, maybe I jumped the difficulty a little much there, but I think you guys got most of the 500s.
No.
I'm just glad I skipped that Skeeter landmine over in Nickelodeon, because I would have been screwed, man.
Well, at least you knew Stick Stickley.
I knew Stick Stickley.
Fuck this Some guy. Of us I don't know Stick his last name.
Stick Stickley is great.
Or his first name.
Little Popsicle Stick.
I'm pretty sure I made my own Stick Stickley. I think I did.
Was he just a stick?
Yeah, he was a you Popsicle Stick with googly eyes.
Googly eyes, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they pinned him to a board in that block, and they spun him around. And what he landed
Whatever
on was
show
the
landed
show
on.
That was going to watch.
Yeah.
It was real fun. I love Stick Stickley.
It really was. I mean, again, legitimately, he ended up being the best part of the afternoon in the summer.
He was the best part of the afternoon to me, because, like, that's the afternoon block aired right after, like, the little kid stuff finished. So as soon as that finished, like, Stick Stickley pops up on the screen. I'm like, fuck yes, Stick Stickley! Let's do this! Get some good TV going.
He also had a little, nose that... Now that I'm looking at it, it looks like it was like a little jelly bean or something. He had a little yellow jelly bean for a nose, and then a little mouth.
Well, while you guys were watching that and enjoying your summer,
the news.
I was checking out Tom Brokaw on NBC.
They were basically the same dude. Stick just had better hair.
Tom Brokaw was the voice of my summer.
He had a little show, didn't he? Like a little
His little talk show.
Yeah, a little talk show.
I don't remember what it was.
And it was just another little commercial.
You want to bust out obscure 90s kids TV trivia? I got one that none of you will get.
Okay.
On Fox Kids, what was the name of the duck that used to introduce the shows?
That's Dynamo Duck.
God, you son of a bitch.
I remember Dynamo Duck.
No one remembers Dynamo Duck but me.
I don't
remember Dynamo Duck.
I know what Dynamo Duck looks like, but I didn't remember his name.
Well, yeah, because he's just a duck. It's not hard.
He was literally just a duck.
I forgot about that duck.
Yeah, it literally was just a cute little duck that they put little hats on and stuff, and he was my favorite thing.
He walked around in like little sets and
Yeah. My god, I love Dynamo Duck. He was so much fun. But like I've never met anyone that knew Dynamo Duck other than me.
I am fully aware of Dynamo
Duck. He had a TV show.
Oh man, well, that's why Hunter and I are friends.
That's it. It's just Dynamo Duck.
I don't know what's going on with me and Tanner.
To be fair, Tanner doesn't know what's going on with Tanner. He's been gone for like 20 minutes now.
I'm sitting back here venting to myself about the stick.
About Savage Opress?
Mm-hmm.
Tanner's... Because I made that question, I'm like, all right, I think Tanner might be the only... Like, this might be Tanner's first 500 correct, because I think he's the only person that would know this.
It would have been.
No, I actually.
I love
Tanner.
I
makes you feel any better. I still would have won.
I love how everybody gives me shit about knowing, stuff outside of the movies, and then the question comes up and someone knows it.
You gotta play Battlefront, man.
Yeah,
I'm good. I know plenty about the movies without that.
Wait, what? That's why you gotta play. No, you missed the whole thing.
I don't want to play Battlefront. I'm terrible at it.
Sweet baby Jesus, everyone's bad at it. That's the fun.
That's the idea. That's why it's fun.
Have you ever met this motherfucker named Padilla?
I see. That's why I like really playing that together. AI mode that Shannon showed me.
Oh yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Oh, there's a co-op one like that now too.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to remember. That's what I'm thinking.
Because it's four real people versus a ton of just AI, and it's surprisingly fun.
Yeah, because it's the one mode where you can actually get to play as a hero.
Yeah.
Because you're never... I mean, I always played as a hero when I played, but, you know, I was pretty good at the game.
Yeah, if you could get in and get one.
Well, I mean, if people would stop picking Anakin for 5 fucking minutes. Because I didn't want to play as anyone
else. If they would just nerf Anakin, that wouldn't be a problem.
Or Kylo. Kylo was pretty cool, too. I'm a big fan of Kylo Ren. Did you know he's my favorite Star Wars character?
I didn't.
I heard that you personally identify with him.
Well, I personally identify with Salacious B. Crumb because I'm also a savory morsel.
Savory body morsel.
There he is. He's wherever you want to be, he's always there.
Why is he MasterCard?
Everywhere you want to be. Call him Visa.
Yeah.
Oh.
I told Lindsay she can take him with her.
We gotta stop talking about Star Wars. I was supposed to be at Galaxy's Edge in literally 5 days.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
We're going at Christmas. It's fine.
Hey, you know what? Maybe by Christmas everything will be back to normal.
That's the thing. If we had gone, I mean, obviously we couldn't have gone now because they wouldn't have been open. But if we'd pushed it back to later in the summer, it would not have been fun.
I think
it would have been.
Temperature-wise, you will enjoy yourself more.
Well, we've been at Christmas before. Actually, the only time I've ever been before was almost 10 years to the day that we're going back, because we went the same year we got married in 2011.
Nice.
So, yeah. Well,
I haven't been there since 2000, and it was in, like, February.
And I've never been married.
And also, it's official. You can't have children.
I think that's true.
I mean, with them talking about all the reopening stuff that they're doing, and they're doing temperature checks, and they're doing, reduced seating at all the food areas, and a lot of the thing that really got me was I know they mentioned specifically hands-on stuff. They're going to try to basically cancel as much as possible, so parades are out. I'm assuming that means Galaxy's Edge is going to be pointless, because surely that means the lightsaber-making thing is done, the droid-making thing is done, which is a huge part of the reason that we were going.
Not necessarily, though. From what I've watched on those, you basically purchase a kit beforehand anyways,
right, but I mean,
and then they just put it...
But yeah. I think their hands-on thing is the stuff that you have to touch to do that, because there's all those buttons and all these different things.
If they don't shut them down, I suspect,
or they'll make you put gloves on.
I mean, if we can get Operation Warp Speed going, if Trump would stop focusing on social media, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Speaking of
Trump
focusing on social media, I need y'all to see this picture.
Where's it going? Okay.
He's not quite orange enough in that picture. He needs more.
Where's the rest of his complaint? He broke away from the complaint.
Tanner, don't you find that funny?
Uh-huh, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tanner, buddy, please.
Shannon, it's a trash bird, but a group of trash birds is a what?
A stuck bond.
I forgot about that one.
There's a lot of things I forgot
about.
We're going to have to bring back
trash birds.
We used to be funny.
Once upon a time.
We were funnier in 2016.
Oh, 2016 was a Marvel year for us. Really, really, once we hit 2018, 2019, things went downhill.
It all fell apart.
Let's say 2016, that was the year of the infamous 50th episode.
Was it?
No, that was 2015.
Yeah. Wait, was it? No, because I wasn't. You're right, it was.
Yeah, because we started, I mean, think about it, we started in April.
2015,
And then we did 4 to 5 shows a week. I mean, there's no way we would have hit 50 in 2016. I'm proud to say we are now over 1,000 episodes. I think it's over 1,100, actually.
And you can find them all where?
On Podzilla1985.com. And I want to say, you know, really quick to all the fans out there who have stuck with us for the past 5 years, what's wrong with you?
Thank you for your insanity.
There's so many better things you could go listen to. The 83 Weeks podcast. Joe Rogan has a podcast.
Whoa.
Playboy has a podcast. I'm sure it's better. I actually think
Rogan.
And I'm not joking. I'm not joking about this. I'm actually dead serious. There was a point when we looked up the rankings, we were actually more listened to than the Playboy podcast on Real Audio. I guess because, you know, you can't see naked people on the podcast, so why would you?
Well, I mean, everybody.
I thought you were just
going to
say, well, you know, Real Audio.
You remember Real Audio?
That's what I was getting at. I thought you were going to say it was the Real Audio problem. Oh.
So yeah, if you're listening to the show, because I know we have a lot of new listeners that have tuned in recently, thank you for tuning in, and we hope we entertain you. And if we don't entertain you, I hope you get COVID. Doors that way.
Okay, no.
Damn.
That's all I'll say. Jesse, take us out.
Damn, Chad.
Don't just start with me, Hasty.
Hunter, hit me with the links.
Podzilla1985.com at basically everything, including if you want to get in touch with us, email us literally anything at Podzilla1985. Tomorrow we're coming back for the legendary Podzilla 1985 group chat for Happiness Podcast.
Yes.
Yes. I still would love for us to do some table reads. I'm looking through some stuff. Lindsay hooked me up with one that I'm going to not tell Shannon if she hasn't already told him.
I sent it to both of you.
I was about to say it out loud. I was about to say it out loud, but let's
save
it.
It only took me about 20 minutes to transcribe.
We'll save it. And I was going to say, that one won't even take the whole show, so we may do that and some other things, too.
It was like a 2.5-minute clip.
We don't plan Friday that well. It just sort of happens. So it'll just be organic. We'll see what happens. And then we'll start it all up again on Monday with Nerd Up. We're starting a brand new game on PZ85 Plays next Tuesday and all that good stuff.
It's like those accidental pregnancies y'all keep having. It just kind of happens.
Who is y'all?
No one in here. No one in here. The only one of us that has kids in here is Tanner. And I think it was methodical. Okay.
I think Tanner's the only one in our group with kids. Oh, no, Mandy. Mandy has a kid.
Yes. Well, I mean, let's not forget about Parker.
That's true.
And Dalton's got all his dumbass toys.
They're like children to him. Plastic he is children, children that he plays with.
Wait. So I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say the quote. I'm just going to remind you guys before we get out of here. Do you remember the thing Dalton said about kids and like erections?
I do.
That...
No, I very much do.
Let's not say it.
No, let's not.
For the show. So that's it for the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow for the legendary group chat. And finally, Hunter, take us out.
Later.